Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is Dr. Pearlie Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing, you guys. I dropped in this morning to remind us, to exhort us and encourage us that before we start our day, let us remember to stop, drop, and to pray. Don't forget to put God at the beginning of our day. For it's because of Him that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. The very breath that we breathe comes from Him. The very fact that we can move our limbs is because of Him. It's because of Him that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, we just thank you for waking us up again today. Father God, we ask that you give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to receive your word. Father God, we ask that you lead, that you guide, and you direct our path again today. For you told us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, Lord God, you told us to acknowledge you. So Father, we come before you again today, this day, acknowledging you in all our ways, asking you to lead, guide, and direct our path in Jesus' name. We pray. You guys, I dropped in for a second, for a minute, for a moment to talk about how do we know when the fruit is real? How do we know when the fruit is real? Jesus told us that he said you'll know them by their fruit, right? He said a bad tree cannot produce bad fruit and an evil tree cannot produce good fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit and an evil tree cannot produce good fruit, right? So he said you're going to know them by their fruit. NLT said you'll know them by the way they act, right? He said you're going to know them by their behaviors. You're going to know them by what they do, okay? Because why did he say this? Because even the devil knows the word. See, the devil knows the word, but the devil cannot live the word. So the way we know when the fruit is real, because you ever been to a grocery store and you saw a plastic fruit? I've seen some plastic peppers that look so real that I literally almost wanted to pick them up to eat them. They look so real. But the fruit is plastic. It looked like it was real, but for real, it wasn't real. You know what I'm saying? So if you would have picked it up, if you would have touched it and tried to taste to see, you would have realized that that fruit was not real, even though it looked like it was real. And even though it was dressed up on the outside, the inside was like dead men bones. The inside was like dead men bones. But the cup was clean on the outside, though. It looked good. It looked like it was good for food. It looked beautiful, and it looked like it was good for food, and it looked like it could make one wise. You know, it looked like there's some benefits to it, like, you know, peppers and onions, that's supposed to have some type of nutrients. But if the fruit is plastic, it serves no purpose. The only purpose of a plastic fruit is just simply for declaration. It's not for anything other than that. It has no nutrients. No one can eat from it. It serves no real purpose, just for people to look at it and to marvel and say, it looks good. But I can't say it tastes good because you can't eat it, right? So I'm talking about, how do you know when the fruit in your own life is real? Because if we judge ourselves the way the Lord says, we won't have to be judged. So how do I know when my fruit is real? Well, let me explain to you. See, the fruits of the Spirit: patience, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, peace. Galatians 5, 22. Down in there, 21, 22, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit, okay? So go down there and read it. It talks about the works of the flesh, and I think Galatians 5, 19. Read 5, 19, 20, 21, 22 down in there. It's the works of the flesh and the fruits of the Spirit, right? So we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. How do we know when the fruit is real? Let me tell you how you'll know when the fruit is real. See, because when you're kind for real, guess what? You're not just kind to the people in the church house. You're not just kind to the when you're out in public, okay? But when you're kind for real, you're like that with everybody. You're like that with your spouse. You're like that with your personality should be the same everywhere you go. When you're real, when that's really your true personality, it's gonna be like that with everybody. When you're a loving person for real, you're gonna be loving to everybody, not just to the people that you don't know, but you're gonna be able to be loving to people who, not just the people you do know, but you'll be able to be loving to people that you don't know. You'll be able to be kind, not just to the people you do know, but you'll be able to be kind to people that you don't know. You won't just be kind to the pastor and to your sisters and brothers at church, but you'll be able to be kind to your spouse at home and your family also. Right, this is when the fruit is real. I'm talking about when the fruit is real, for real. I'm not talking about when I get with you, I'm this way, and when I get with them, I'm another way. That's not what I'm talking about. See, because if I'm patient with my pastor, if I'm patient with the people at the church house, then I have to be patient with the people in my house, and I have to be patient with my spouse. If I'm going to pray for the sick in the building or the sick in my, you know, then I need to be able to pray for the sick in my own house. Because listen, when this is your true nature, then this is just how you are. And when the word of God has taken root in our lives, it will begin to bear fruit in our lives, and what's in us will begin to manifest on the outside of us. First the blade, right? Then the ear, but then the blade, then the corn, right? Our faith grows. We grow from faith to faith and glory to glory. When the fruit is manifested, people will be able to see the fruits of the Spirit on your life. But when our fruit is real, our personality is consistent, more or less. We're the same way with everybody. See, the same way I act at the church house is the same way I act at my house. You see what I'm saying? because when it's real, it's not something you don't have to pretend to be when it's real. You don't have to pretend to be kind when you're really kind. You don't have to pretend to be patient when you're really patient. You don't have to pretend to be long-suffering when you're really long-suffering. I'm talking about when the fruit is real. I'm saying when you have a real relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ for real. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about putting on shows, because the Lord said, you know what, you can praise me with your lips, but your heart is so far away from me. You praise me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. You worship me on Sunday, but you don't acknowledge me on Monday. I'm saying, listen, when the fruit is real, then you're real, okay? When the fruit is real, then you're real for real. And Jesus won't have to say things like, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Because God is always looking at our heart, right? He said, man looks at the outside, and they're impressed by what they see. But God looks at the heart, and that's how he sees me. That's how he sees you. That's how he sees me. He says, they said, but Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. He said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, because I never knew you. How can God say he never knew us when he's all-knowing, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent? Well, what he's saying is, you was a worker of iniquity, okay? The word of the Lord says that those who love God are known by God. Those who love God are known by God. Those who have not love do not know God and are not, you know, do not know God, because God is love, right? So to be known by God, we have to have love. So how do we know that when we're operating in the love of God? Well, it's simple. Jesus said, if you love me, then keep my commandments. He's saying the way you can prove your love to me is by doing what I say, right? Because love is respect. Love is obedience, not rebellion. He said, if you love me, then obey me. If you love me, then obey me. If you love me, then obey. So my obedience to God proves my love to God, right? But my obedience to God comes out of my love relationship with God, because it's hard to obey someone you don't know, right? It's easy to, so the focus is just spending time developing that love relationship with the Lord. Because when we walk in the Spirit, guess what? The word of the Lord says we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. When we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. In other words, when we walk in obedience to the Lord, we won't do what our flesh wants. Because what our flesh wants is opposite to who God is. It's opposite to how God is. Our flesh is an entity. It's an enemy of Christ. Because our flesh was born into sin. This is why we have to be born again. In our flesh dwelleth no good thing. And the works of the flesh is found in Galatians 5:19-20. The works of the flesh. The works of the flesh are these. The works of the flesh, that's talking about the devil, how the devil manifests through our flesh. The devil manifests through our flesh by the works of the flesh. He manifests himself. He presents himself. Just like God wants to use us, the devil wants to use us too. The devil wants to express himself through us. So what's the expression of the devil? Anger, outburst of anger, envy, strife, witchcraft. That's how the devil expresses himself. He expresses himself through our bad behaviors, through the works of our flesh. Whoever we yield our members to, the word of the Lord says that's who we serve into, right? So we yield our members to righteousness, then that's of God. If we yield our members to unrighteousness, then that's of the devil. In other words, when I do what God wants me to do, then I'm yielding myself, I'm submitting myself to him. But when I do what the devil wants me to do, then I'm submitting myself to him, and I'm being a servant of his. Right, whomever we yield our members to. He said, beloved, be not deceived. Whoever practice righteousness is of God. And whoever practice, we're talking about a lifestyle of sin, okay? A lifestyle. He's talking about a lifestyle of righteousness, of living for the Lord. He said, they for the Lord, right? Why? Because when my spirit belongs to God, and the fruit is manifesting in my life, the fruit of the Spirit, the characteristics of Christ can be seen in our life. The characteristics of Christ can be seen in our lives as we submit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. The seed is within itself is going to produce after its own kind. So if the seed is not good, the tree is not going to be good. If the tree is not, the root is not going to be good. And if the root is not going to be good, the tree is not going to be good. And if the tree is not going to be good, the branch is not going to be good. If the branch is not going to be good, the fruit is not going to be good. And it all started out because the seed was not good. But if the seed is good, the tree will be good, the branch will be good, and the root will be good, the tree will be good, the branch will be good, and the fruit will be good. Because the seed was good. So a bad seed, a bad tree cannot produce good fruit because it's not healthy. It didn't start out good. The seed was not good. The seed that was sown was not good. It wasn't, the motive for the mission was not good. It was never good. It wasn't so we can see God. It was so we could see you. And so that's what made it all bad, because the motive was not God, which made it not good. Whatever we do in word or deed, the word of the Lord say, do it as unto the Lord. So how do I know when my fruit is real? When my motive is God, it's good. When my motive is sincere, when my motive is to glorify God, then my motive is good. When my motive is to glorify me, when my motive is so people can think highly of me, then it's not good. Then the motive is not good. Alright. I want the praises of him, and I don't so much care about the praises of men. I want the praises of the Lord, because at the end of the day, all I want to hear him say is, "Job well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's all I want to hear. 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 Job well done, thy good and faithful servant. My goal is God. My mission is his mission, right? So if we want a heart that belongs to the Lord, we have to yield our members to him daily. We have to yield our members to the Lord Jesus Christ daily. We have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and all these other things will be added unto us, right? When our fruit is real, our character will be consistent. It's going to be the same. When I'm with this group, my personality going to be the same. Because it's real. You see? It's going to be the same. When you real, you don't change. When it's real, you the same. See, an apple tree, an apple, if it's real, it's always going to be real. You can't take a real apple and turn it into some plastic. But Jesus dealt with the Pharisees. He said, "You clean the outside of the cup, but the inside is like dead man bones. You like plastic fruit. You look like you're real. On the outside, you look religious. You look like you got the dress, y'all dressed up. Everything look, every hair in place, makeup perfect. But on the inside, it's like dead man bones. So how do you know when the fruit is real, your attitude is going to be consistent and it's going to be the same? You're going to be like that with everybody. I used to tell people, I said, listen, just because somebody is nice to you don't mean they're nice. But when they're nice to everybody, that means they're really nice. This is really who they are. This is really how they are. They're not putting on a show. This is really who they are, and this is really how they are. They're consistent. They're the same everywhere they go. Their reputation, their good reputation precedes them. I'm getting ready to end it here, you guys. But Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit. Look at how they live. Look at what they do. I'm not talking about judging them. I'm talking about watching them. I'm not talking about judging. Is the attitude consistent? Is they kind to everybody or are they just kind to you? Is they kind to you? See, this is where we get in this thing with this best friend stuff. Because God don't have no favorites. And so when I got this best friend, having best friends will keep you from doing what the Lord tells you to do. Because he might be saying, hey, I want you to go be with this person. But because you got this, you're clicking, you got these clicks. Your loyalty is to a person and not to a purpose. Is your loyalty to God's purpose, or is your loyalty to a person? So when you have best, it's going to cause your choices to be based off of you rather than God. If God is saying, go give this neighbor that you don't know a ride, and your best friend is calling because they want to go shopping, it may cause you to choose your best friend who wants to go shopping over the person that has the real need, because your choice is not being based upon who God is. It's been based upon your favoritism. You know what? We as born again believers must be led by the Spirit of the Lord. That means that when we're led by the Lord, it's going to inconvenience us. It's going to cause our flesh have to do things it don't want to do. Our flesh is going to have to be flexible. To be an ambassador of Christ, your flesh will definitely have to be flexible. And we will have to die daily to what it wants, because it's not about us. It's bigger than us. right? And I'm not talking about sacrificing yourself for others. I'm talking about sacrificing your flesh for the Lord. I'm not talking about trying to be a God to other people, trying to set yourself up to be their God. The worst thing we can ever tell someone is, if you need anything, give me a call. That's the worst thing we can say to a person, because what we've done, what we do when we say those things, is we set ourselves up in that person's life to be their God. Our goal is never to make ourselves God. Our goal is to, especially if you're mentoring someone or encouraging someone or something like that, our goal is always to lead that person to Christ so they won't become dependent upon us, but they will be dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to make sure that they're dependent upon God. You don't want them to be dependent on you. You want to help them to understand, help teach them how to pray so they can know that you too can pray. God understands what you're saying even when you don't know how to say what you're saying. The goal is always to direct people to Christ, to the Lord Jesus Christ. You want people to think highly of God and not highly of you, okay? The goal is always God. So when you set people, when you set yourself in the place of God, you say, hey, whatever you need, see, that's God's job, because he is the one who has promised to supply our every need. So I'm telling you right now, no, I can't be there every time you need me. And no, I promise you, I'm not going to answer the phone every time you call me, because I miss phone calls. Sometimes my phone is on silent. Sometimes my ringer is completely off because I am just being still and I am being quiet and I don't want to hear the ring. I'm listening for the voice. Even Jesus had to take time off. He would go off to himself and pray for like an hour. He would leave the rest of the crowd to go off to himself. He had shut all the outside chatter down so he can go spend some quiet time with his Father. You know, and likewise. But the goal is not us. The goal is God. And you know, when people come to you talking to you about their problems, make sure that you're giving them God's promises. And if you're not in that place where you can do that, then we need to make sure that we can send them on to someone who is mature enough, because in the multitude of counsel is definitely safety. But when you find someone and all they want to do is talk about the problem and they don't want to hear about the promise, that's not somebody that won't change. That's just somebody who wants to complain. So be careful with that, because the word of the Lord says not for us not to cast our pearls among swine. Because a person who don't want change, they don't really care about they don't care about the promises. They're not trying to make a change, okay? They just want to do like the children of Israel, more or less. All they did was wandered in the way. They just complained no matter what God did for them. They lived off of miracles and not relationship. They lived from one miracle to the next miracle, right? So they were really carnal minded, because even God was blessing them and showing them that he was real. And that was good for as long as the blessing lasts. But soon as they had another need, or they got in need, or they got in want, because they didn't seek the heart of God, they was after the hand of God, they would begin to doubt him again and complain about what he's not doing, because already they forgot what he did, because the condition of their heart was not good. It was stony. It was wayside. It was wayside ground. The seeds fell on the wayside. So they would rejoice and laugh and did all this. But as soon as tribulation come, as soon as trouble come, immediately they began to complain because of the cares of the world, deceitfulness and the persecution. They start complaining again because the word was not taking root in them. They had no root within themselves. So when the persecution and the cares and the storms of life begin to come, that all they knew to do was complain. I don't know about you, but I want a serious, sincere relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to have childlike faith. I just want to believe him for everything. And that's my take on today. How do you know when the fruit is real? When the fruit is real the character is consistent. It's like this with everybody. You're not one way at work and another way at home when the fruit is real. Because the same way, it's all pretense. Because you're pretending to be kind. Because when you're really kind, you're kind to your wife, to your spouse, to your kids. Because this is who you are. This is your personality. This is who you are. But when you're kind, when you're pretending, then you're kind to your coworkers. There's things that you say to your spouse that you wouldn't say to your coworkers. That's not being real. Am I doing this for the Lord, or are we doing it for a paycheck? Am I doing this for the Lord, or am I doing it to be popular with people? Am I doing it for the Lord, or I'm afraid I gotta act this way because I'm afraid of what people are gonna think about me? Are we a servant of men, or are we a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's the question that we must ask ourselves. Are we a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't know about you, but I choose Jesus again today, this day. And Father God, as we come before you today, we submit ourselves up under your mighty hand so we can have power to resist the devil. And devil, we resist you and we command you to go now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you for peace that rests upon our family members. We thank you for your comfort and your peace, settling and resting now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. This word will not return void, but it will accomplish those things for whom it is sent. And Father, we will walk in the Spirit as we yield our members to you. Lord, we say yes to you again today. We surrender our will to you again today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You guys, I'm getting ready to end it. You guys, meet me on my Facebook Live page today. I'll be Rhema reading Mark chapter 5, New Living Translation. Prayerfully, I'll be on there by 6:45 this morning. You guys share this podcast. If you'd like to subscribe or support us, please hit that subscribe button. And until next time, you guys be blessed and be so encouraged, okay? Alrighty. And keep looking for the good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout your day, okay?